What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Final hour of power coming up here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Big thank you to our pal Kevin Sheehan joining us a couple of segments ago. If you missed any of that, you're in luck. Download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to about 8:35. Hear my conversation with Kevin Sheehan. All offseason long, we have heard a bunch of different folks give their opinion on what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. I think for me, when it comes to this group, and we asked this question earlier in the show, has the outlook changed now that Terry McLaurin has put pen to paper? No, I don't believe the outlook has changed for this group. And here's why. 2025 for me, the idea of Super Bowl or bust, miss me with that. That is irresponsible and a stupid way to think. This team hasn't made the playoffs in consecutive seasons since I've been born. So let's start with that first, right? Let's make the postseason again. But here is something that I believe to be true. They displayed the championship habits week in and week out last year, right? Getting there early, staying late, taking care of your body, putting in the necessary film work. And it's a big reason why they were able to outkick their coverage. They got the absolute best out of everyone. All 53, all 70, if you include the practice squad, week in and week out. They got the best out of them because the preparation. And when you've got Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, now insert Von Miller, right? Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise. There are so many guys on this roster that have championship pedigree that the hell with the results. Make sure you're able to replicate the process because that's what's important here. If you display the championship habits, right, and do everything right from a process standpoint, I can live with the results. This is football. There's a little bit of a luck involved with everything. Involved with everything. So as long as the process is right, I'm okay with however it goes. But I will say this, not talking Super Bowl or bust at all. I don't think that's realistic. But I can say this, I would view it as an abject failure if this group couldn't punch their ticket to the playoffs. And that just is what it is. I would view this year as a failure if they were unable to punch their ticket to the postseason. Point blank. Schedule's harder, yes, but you're improved. You are improved. Point blank. I got Tay Wilson bring something up that I think is right on brand. Don't like to lean into this too much because let this be the year that it happens. It has been since the early 2000s, Andy Reid's Philadelphia Eagles, the last time that the NFC East division winner has won in consecutive years. So the math would tell you, history would tell you, odds would tell you that Washington's probably going to win the division this year, right? But here's the thing. Winning the division, that's like the first order of business here. And I think that's got to be the goal, certainly, is to win your division. But the ceiling for this group is the Super Bowl. I think we know that. You don't have to reach your ceiling, though, or failing to reach your season, rather, does not automatically mean that the season is a failure. It just is what it is. If you don't reach your ceiling, doesn't mean it's a failure. If you don't reach your floor, right? If you get as low as your floor, rather, then I think that is a failure. And I think the floor for this team, worst case scenario, is you get hit by the injury bug and you miss out on the playoffs in a loaded NFC that is a lot deeper than people want to give it credit for. But to me, the bottom line is this. Can you replicate those championship habits week in and week out? That's the hard part, right? You showed last year what you were capable of. Now with expectations on you, right? Now that expectations are on you, how do you react? How do you react? Because for the first time in my lifetime, I was saying this earlier to Doc, man, for years growing up, consistently, I'm having to think about what are they going to end up doing? What are they going to be? And as a fan, oh, it's so easy. Oh, especially when I was in high school, I was insufferable. Insufferable as a high schooler walking into Magruder High School right before the offseason was about to start, because you know we get out for school in June, saying, yeah, my team's going to be it this year. My team, my team, my team, my team. But it was one of those situations where I didn't really believe that my team was going to be able to take that next step. For the first time in a long time, the expectations here in the nation's capital are warranted. Lawrence Jones, can someone boot Lawrence Jones from the chat? You just won't shut the hell up. Shut up. All night. Just talking out of your ass. Shut up. Shut up. Go get your own program. You can do your show there. The hell out of my face. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Thank you. Because good gracious. I want to get to this because I said all that to say this. Like, everyone's been bullish about this group all offseason, and for good reason. For good reason. But Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN, he's a little bit more bullish on the Commanders than the average Joe is. He is a little bit more bullish on the Commanders than the average Joe is. Here is ESPN NFL analyst, former New York Jets general manager Mike Tannenbaum on the Washington Commanders.
So how many teams are you taking over Washington in the NFC?
The Packers and the Bucks, barely. Now look, as it relates to Green Bay.
Eagles and Lions. You mean that's it?
That's it.
You, the Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Philadelphia?
No. You just talked. Jaden Daniels is probably the best quarterback outside of Jordan Love in the NFC, and he had a whole offseason with Cliff Kingsbury. You add Deebo Samuel with the aforementioned Terry McLaurin. This is an offense that was already in the top
five.
They
lost 55-23 in the NFC Championship.
That is Mike Tannenbaum saying what? Only two teams, and my jaws was knocked off for this one. Seriously, only two teams that Mike Tannenbaum is taking over Washington in the entire conference, and that includes Philadelphia. That includes Philadelphia. Only Tampa and Green Bay. That's interesting, isn't it? Definitely got my attention. So according to Mike Tannenbaum, I actually want to run the audio back here real quick, because when he said it, you notice here Stephen A. jump in and go, wait, what? That's it? Here is Mike Tannenbaum on the 2025 Washington Commanders.
So how many teams are you taking over Washington in the NFC?
The Packers and the Bucks, barely. Now look, as it relates to Green Bay.
Eagles and Lions. You mean that's it?
That's it.
You, the Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah,
Philadelphia?
No. You just talked. Jaden Daniels is probably
cut
the
it right
best
there.
Quarterback.
And Stephen A. was just as perplexed as I was. What you mean no Philadelphia? And look, I'm a fan first. I say it all the time. I am an addict. An addict for the Washington Commanders. I'm wearing the patch right now. But, Mike T, brother, that's it? Only Tampa and Green Bay? No Philly? I want to open up the phones on this. 1-800-636-1067. You can type in the chat as well if you're watching on YouTube. So how many teams are you realistically taking ahead of Washington? And Doc Walker style, inject yourself with some truth serum. Take a shot or something before you answer this question. Because I want y'all to tell her how a T.I. is. Keep it real with me. How many teams are you taking over Washington in the NFC? Well, I'll start with this, Mike T. You screwed up. Philly should have been the first team that came out your damn mouth. Not even close. Put some respect on the Philadelphia Eagles, who last year, that team may have been one of the best teams of the 2000s. So, yeah, they return a lot of guys. Give me Philly over Washington in the conference. Also, I know he hadn't have any experience, but the rest of this roster is loaded like a damn baked potato. Sour cream, bacon, cheese, everything you want in a baked, loaded baked potato. That's the Vikings. It is the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, all he has to do is not vomit on himself week in and week out, and the Vikings are going to win 12 games. They're going to win 12 games in their sleep. They revamp both sides of the line of scrimmage. Your wide receiver duo, Jettas and Jordan Addison, baby three. You pair that up with T.J. Hockenson. You think about the revamped interior of the offensive line, bringing in Ryan Kelly, bringing in Will Freeze. Man, look, that's a good group on defense. Brian Flores, a blitzing wizard. You now get him some hogs in the middle that can go rush the passer. John Allen, Javon Hargraves. I'm going to say a name for you all that's sneaky. Elijah Williams, local cat, Morgan State University, made that final 53. He is a dog. A ball of butcher knives. He's on the interior of that defensive line as well. I love the Vikings. So the two teams that I would immediately take over Washington, Philly and Minnesota. And then the Detroit Lions, say what you want. And I know we have recency bias because of what happened in the conference championship. That was not the real Detroit Lions. That group is as talented as any group in the National Football League on paper. Quarterback, running back, offensive line. If there's one area that I have a concern with, they're starting Christian Mahogany at left guard, a guy that was a rookie last year, and then they're starting Tate Ratledge, who was one of my draft crushes out of UGA at the right guard spot. That's the only question mark I have with the Lions offensively on defense. Holy hell. At every level, Aiden Hutchinson rushing the passer. They bring in DJ Reader to get you stronger at the point of attack playing the run, right? Alex Anzalone and Jack Campbell at linebacker come up and hit people. They're secondary. Kirby Joseph coming off an all-pro year. Brian Branch, Terrion Arnold. They bring in a guy like DJ Reed. Amik Robertson, a guy that can play. Avante Maddox giving them depth in that secondary. It's a hell of a group. It is a hell of a group. I know what happened in the conference title game. BTA. Literally put them over our leg like they stole something. But it doesn't mean this is a new year. Doesn't mean that the church is going to fall off a cliff. I know people are talking about, well, they lost Ben Johnson and they lost Aaron Glenn. Fine. But that's still a very formidable football team. I want to open up the phones on this. 1-800-636-1067. What teams are you definitively taking ahead of Washington in the NFC? For me, it's Philadelphia, it's Minnesota, and then it is Detroit. What say you? Darren is in D.C. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, what's up, man? I mean, the only other team I add that you said, besides, only team I would add that you didn't say would probably be the Rams. But outside of that, Mike Tannenbaum didn't really make a hot take. He said three teams that are pretty much kind of, if I throw them in a pot, I'll still get two of them because they're all the same, us, the Packers, and the Bucks. We can all beat each other. I mean, he really didn't even say – he really wasn't saying anything.
I think the big point about that is not referencing Philadelphia. Because I agree with you. I think we can beat Tampa. Tampa can beat us. I think we can beat Green Bay. Green Bay can beat us. Where he was tripping up, it's just no way I'm taking Jordan Love over Jaden Daniels. Turns the football over.
I agree with you on that because I would take our quarterback over the other two of them, but it's the supporting cast where they kind of balance everything out. We have the better QB, but they have the better teams because we're still kind of building a bit, but we have a good coach that kind of makes us go in the right direction for real, you know? So it's kind of like coaching in the QB. That's kind of where I think I would take us above those two teams.
For sure. Appreciate the call as always, Darren. Enjoy the rest of your night, man. 1-800-636-1067. 636-1067. I want to read some of the comments here because now that we got that idiot out of the chat. Locked On Law says, now I want a loaded baked potato. Hey, man. You know what's crazy? I'm talking about loaded baked potatoes. I haven't had a loaded baked potato in a while. It's not my cup of tea. Baked potatoes are annoying. Just give me mashed. Hella butter, salt, pepper, gravy if you're feeling spicy.
Nah. You got to get a baked potato with some, we're getting like a real steak. I'm not talking about burgers and stuff, but you get like a steak, man? No.
Oh.
Got to go baked potato.
See, I don't view steak the way that others do. I cook or like my steak cooked a certain way, and it just is what it is. So, in the chat, a couple of teams that I see name dropped here. Locked On Law says Detroit lost both coordinators. That matters. It does matter. Zins World says Lions are still solid. I would say they are up there with Philly. Totally agree. Tay Wilson says just Philly. Can't put the Lions ahead of us after we went in there and dominated. I get that, and I know where you all are coming from with that, but here's how I view that. And I'm not trying to make no excuses. You got to play with who you got. They were ravaged by injury. I mean, toe up from the flow up, talking about injuries. I mean, they were beat at every position. But you can only play who's lined up across from you. So I get that totally. Our guy, how the hell you say this? What do you say? Lacrosivius acrophosist. I'm a product of Montgomery County Public Schools, man. I don't think you're going to trick me with your at name. I said that perfectly. I'll even repeat it. Lacrosivius acrophosist.
One of those Ken Peele names or something?
Come on, man. I'm a product of Montgomery County Public Schools. But no, he says possibility for J.J. McCarthy to be the JD5 this year. It's a good question. From a team success standpoint, yes. From a carrying the load, being the bus driver, no. Here's the thing about quarterbacks in the NFL. This is why it frustrates me when we have this Jalen Hurts versus Jaden Daniels conversation. It's two types of quarterbacks in this league, man. It's passengers, and there are bus drivers, right? Pay close attention. There are passengers, those that sit in the seat, strap up their seatbelt, read their text messages, play video games all the way to school. Then there are us bus drivers that have the keys. Some dudes have keys, others don't. Jaden Daniels is a bus driver. Jalen Hurts is a passenger. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. What teams are you definitively taking over Washington in the NFC? Your calls next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky going to join us before we get out of here. Right now, they'll go back out to the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the New York Jets, extremely bullish about the prospects of the 2025 Washington Commanders. So much so that there are only two teams in the entire conference that he is willing to take over Washington. Those two teams are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers. Lucky for us, Washington and Green Bay getting set to lock horns in week number two. For Washington, coming off of a short week in Lambeau, one of the most difficult venues to play at in the National Football League. I disagree with Mike T on Green Bay. I'm a really, really bullish on the Bucs. Their offseason, if anyone has been, you know, staying abreast to the situation, their offseason has been awesome. I know they're dealing with the injury to Tristan Wirfs, but drafting a guy like Emeka Egbuka, getting Hassan Reddick into the fold, drafting a guy like Benjamin Morris at the cornerback spot out of Notre Dame, they're a group that got better this offseason. Now, here's the big thing and why I think Tampa will take a step back. For Baker Mayfield, third offensive coordinator in as many seasons, how does he transition from Liam Cohen to the new guy? Because say what you want about Liam Cohen and his awkward Duval that he hit, right? He knows how to coach offensive football, point blank, period. So Baker losing that, I think you're going to feel it. But I'll reiterate my list and re-rack my list if you all are just joining us here. The teams that I would take definitively over Washington within the NFC, three teams: Philadelphia, duh. I can't believe he didn't say Philadelphia. Philadelphia, duh. Minnesota. Minnesota, I think, is, you can make an argument that their roster 1 through 53 is as talented as any group in the National Football League. I totally feel that way. But, like, it's all going to be on the quarterback. What are they going to do at quarterback? Can J.J. McCarthy be the guy to usher them into the future? And then the Detroit Lions. And I know I'm more bullish on the Lions than everyone else. Just because they lost their coordinators doesn't mean that they're going to fall off the face of the earth. Your calls, though, 1-800-636-1067. Who are you definitively taking over the Commanders in the NFC? Let's go to Mark in D.C. What's up, Mark?
Well, no, I'm only taking Philly over us. But I wanted to ask you, who you think is the best quarterback in the NFC right now?
I love when I get a question for my question. So, Mark, we love you, as always, for that. I'm going to get back to Philly in a second because I think you made a good point with that. But the best quarterback in the conference right now, my unbiased opinion, is Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's much of a conversation when you consider what Washington is asking him to do. And I'll give you all some numbers because we want to get you smarter here on Overtime. This offense completely transformed themselves from week 12 and on. They were this point-and-shoot offense at the beginning of the year, and I'll give you some numbers to back that up. Weeks 1 through 11, Washington was the most screen-heavy team in the NFL on first down. They ran screens on first down at a 35% clip. To give you some context, the next highest team in terms of running screens on first down was Buffalo at 23%. So think about what running screens on first down does for you. It's copy and paste for what they did offensively at LSU during his magical Heisman Trophy winning season. Right, it helped them stay ahead of the chains. The screen game was so complementary to the run game, but it was a lot of inside zone and a lot of screens on first and second down. So much so that they didn't, when they wanted to attack you on the perimeter, they didn't just run outside zone, right? They went to these access screens and these tunnel screens to try and get the ball on the perimeter. But here's where the transformation happened. From weeks 12 on, they transformed themselves, like I said. Normally, right, when Teams have guys hit that proverbial rookie wall. They respond with smoke and mirrors offensively, right, to try and hide the deficiencies of the quarterback. For Washington, they did the exact opposite, right? Washington did the exact opposite. They used the easy stuff early on, and then in that second half of the season, it was Jayden Daniels being put into a bunch of high-leverage situations and being asked to straight up go get it, go do it, and he got it done. So I hope that answers your question, Mark, and I appreciate you as always. Philadelphia, to me, I mean, there's no team better than Philly in the conference. Like, you can call me biased, you can say whatever. There's just no better team. There is no better team in the NFC than Philly. And Washington's got to prove that. What say you, though? 1-800-636-1067. Kevin is in Oxnard. What's up, Kev?
Well, Lindell, thanks for taking my call, man. I'll be real quick.
Yes, sir.
I think Mike might have been out too long last night before he got on Get Up. That's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of an understatement. I mean, yes, I agree. I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm not going to.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're a dirty bird, Kevin.
I agree with you. I think everything you said about the teams ahead of them, I agree. I think you got to throw the Rams in there with.
Yes.
Adams, Puka Nacua.
Certainly.
You know, they're healthy. If they can get that running game going, it's going to be trouble. My only question was, and it was right before you got off the air last time, you said that Jaden's a bus driver and Jalen's not. I just was kind of curious of exactly why you said that.
So this is why Jalen Hurts is a passenger. And it's not his fault. It just is what it is. Best offensive line in the National Football League. Best wide receiver duo in the National Football League. Best running back in the National Football League. For most of the season, best defense in the entire National Football League. If you take away some of these parts for Jalen, I'll put it to you like this, Kevin. He is the most insulated quarterback in the National Football League, and I don't think it's close in terms of his supporting cast.
I agree. I just, you know, when you said everything you just said, the best duo, best running back, best offensive line, I totally agree. Somebody's got to drive that bus, and that's why.
Very true.
I was just curious. I'm not knocking Jalen.
No, I hear that.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I was just curious about why you thought that. So
now my buddy,
I appreciate it.
Buddy, my best friend is an Eagles fan, so I have this debate more than I want to.
I've lived here 32 years being an Eagles fan, I get it. Trust me. But I'm also happy for you guys. It's nice to have to be in the area and be able to have an honest conversation about sports and football when I've just been one-sided for so long.
For sure.
Again, man, I'm more happy, you know, for you guys than you believe. So.
For sure. I appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. More overtime next. You know the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside.
And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back. It is Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We're riding with you for one final segment as we take you up to 10 o'clock. Right now, though, want to go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show, where we find our pal Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst. Give him a follow on the X app at Dan Orlovsky 7. Dan O, what's going on, man? Appreciate you making some time for us.
Good to be with you. How are we doing?
I've been good, man. You have definitely, look, I always love when you get fired up on topics not related to my Commanders because it always hits home for your boy. You were very emotional, I would say, you and Lewis, about just how important it was for Washington to get this deal done. Now that the two sides are back in bed together, what is your outlook here for the 2025 Washington Commanders?
At the end of the day, you make it right. And Washington, obviously, and Adam Peters has done that, so that's a good thing. There's the on-the-field reality of, you know, the way I've kind of tried to express it to people is, you know, this offense was going to be playing in red zone spacing in the middle of the field. Yeah. Everything would be shrunk. No one would be scared of the ball going over their head. And so it just makes everything harder. And now that Terry's back, everyone, obviously the vertical threat's real. Jamar and Joe Burrow are the best outside the number vertical quarterback receivers duo in the league. And then Terry and Jaden last year were second. And so everyone's roles are going to be significantly more enhanced. Debo is the touches guy, Luke McCaffrey and his, so it's like, you're not going to ask those guys to do and be something that they're not. So on the field, that's a big deal. Jaden and not regressing in year two. So there's that reality. I also said this, you just got to be very cautious.
Yeah.
This is an offense that plays with tempo and they play no huddle. And so there's a big task or a tax on their bodies, you know, certainly out on the perimeter. And so you want to be smart if you're Washington of where is he? Soft tissue. How much are we going to ask him? Are we hitting the ground running week one and just expecting him to play no huddle tempoed offense, you know, for 70 snaps that game, you know, just for a team and an organization that should be thinking about January football, just being really smart at how they handle those first 4 or 6 weeks would be a significantly big deal. Why did it have to get to this point?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's done. And, you know, October will be here before we know it, but it's still a long way away.
Dan, culturally, how does this deal impact the Commanders? Because I think there was, you know, beginning to be some whispers of like, well, if they're not going to pay Terry, a guy that has been,
who they're going to pay, right?
You know what I'm saying? So what does that do for them culturally to you?
Yeah, it certainly, you know, you're going to walk in there as a player tomorrow and the vibes will be right and you'll feel good and the practice field and the energy will feel good. And so there's going to be a tick up with that. You know, culturally, I think that, you know, these are moments when leadership in your organization, certainly in your locker room and your coaching staff matters. And, you know, there's everybody understands as a player that there's a business element of it. I'm of the belief that you do pay people at times, and it's not just performance. There are people that are in a very rare category that the human, there's a value to who they are, and Terry's certainly in that. So, I think that culturally, there's still probably going to be some doubt because, again, it's August 25th.
Right.
You didn't have to prove anything more. But hopefully it allows everybody in the organization and certainly the guys on the team to sit there and go, okay, you know, we were in it last year. How do we get better? And now we're full. We're whole as a team. There is no, you know, built-in crutch and or excuse with no Terry. So I just think certainly the vibes will be an energy jolt with him back.
Dan, what do you think is the next step for this Washington Commanders offense? Because I've been doing, you know, some deep dive into some of the micro analytics with this group. And weeks 1 through 11, they were really screen-dependent, really, you know, screen-dependent on first down. Saw a lot of inside zone. But then from week 12 on, they really put it all on Jayden Daniels' shoulders. And he hit everything in all the high-leverage situations down the stretch. What do you think is the next evolution, or the next step, rather, for the evolution of this offense?
Yeah, I think there's three things, and this is what I've talked about all offseason, and the way I've compared it to was Houston from 2 years ago. You know, and C.J. Stroud's rookie year in 2023, which was the, you know, an awesome season. I said the end result was a little bit of a facade because C.J. was so ridiculously good on third downs that it masked some of their deficiencies. And while it was awesome, it just wasn't something that you felt could be carried over year to year.
Yeah.
And I said, while last year with Washington and Jaden was absolutely sensational, magical at moments, there's two things that just you're not banking on them carrying over. One, those fourth quarter comebacks, those just don't happen that much, right? So how do they play better early on in games? How do they control games early on? And then two, the fourth down conversions were nuts. And so if you're thinking you're going to convert like 90% on fourth down again and go for it a bunch as much as you did, you're kidding yourself. Yeah. So I think those things and getting being a better and more efficient and explosive offense on early downs is, you know, a big part of their developmental process. And the second thing, and this is another part of the Terry holdout that bothered me, was one of my complaints about Cliff when he was at Kingsbury at Arizona was that through that 3 year stretch with Kyler, the pass game offensively didn't really evolve. It kind of stayed schematically and philosophically and development wise stagnant. And that needs to change. You know, there needs to be more that is brought into this offense concept wise and curveball wise that they can continue to, you know, add to their playbook and plethora. So I think there's still just a ton of room for growth, scheme-wise, execution-wise, performance-wise.
I totally agree with you, and I think the analytics from last year would speak to that. But I'll say this, man. As long as Jaden Daniels is under center, you are going to have a shot. You're going to be, you know, amongst the last team standing because he seems like he is that special at the position. Sure. But their running game, Dan, I wanted, if you can, you know, talk to us about that a little bit. That's the part to me that was really interesting, and you saw them kind of diversify it last year down the stretch. They were a lot of inside zone heavy early last year, and then you saw the gap scheme and the counter scheme and the wham and all that stuff. Knowing what they now have in this backfield, and I know you've probably heard all the rumblings about Bill Kroski Merritt, they've obviously parted ways for Brian Robinson Jr. Do you think they have what it takes in the backfield from a personnel standpoint and then schematically to be able to lean on the traditional running game a little bit more next year?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
but the offensive line upgrades too.
Yeah, totally. I do think what you're looking for, and I think teams are chasing this in general right now, is explosive runs. Yeah. You know, they if you took out Jaden's, they didn't have a ton of those
last
year.
So,
and maybe that's the removal of Brian. So, like, I think you're trying to find explosive runs. You know, what you're going to be schematically is, you know, who are you up front? What are they good at? What are they bad at? You always want to make sure that there's obviously the quarterback run element, whether it's the designed or like the secondary option with some of their read stuff. It doesn't have to necessarily be zone scheme stuff. So, you know, I think that, you know, last year, I go to tempo. Well, I loved it. It does help you, right? Because teams aren't prepared for it a little bit. I go to some of their protection stuff. So I think in their run game, you know, you don't want to ever take away teams having to be threatened by Jaden, but the more you can get explosive stuff from, you know, the call it and run it things that, you know, your backs are more impactful, I do think is better for all teams. And I also would be interested in, this is something I've been on for years. You saw Baltimore get to it last year with Lamar and Derek, is like, you know, running the football a little bit more from under center. You know, they were, because of Jaden's style, you know, a heavy gun run team.
Yes.
I do think sometimes, and again, it's the fine line of minimizing Jaden's threat to run the football. But, you know, I think that's a pivotal part of NFL offense right now.
Yeah, to your point, Washington last year, in terms of Jaden Daniels marrying up the run and the pass looks, he had zero pass attempts from under center that were not off of play action. So it's definitely something that they're going to try to have to evolve with when it comes to year two of him in this offense. But, Dan, when you talk about the 2025 Washington Commanders, the side of the football that is going to dictate success or failure, we know is this defense. What was the main issue that you saw with that group last year?
I actually thought they exceeded expectations. I didn't have a ton of issues. You know, I thought, you know, for a team that maybe, you know, was still trying to figure out who they were and what they had player-wise, I thought they were pretty creative. Frankie obviously had a fantastic season. They figured out Bobby's role and kind of what allowed him to play his best. The Sweat trade, the Lattimore acquisition. If they, you know, Dan has been a guy that does want to be aggressive, does want to play with speed, does want to play with man coverage. Sandrestrom was absolutely fantastic. So I still think you're looking for those out on the perimeter players that can play physical man coverage to allow the speed and the schematic, you know, the constant scheme changing and moving parts to be as impactful. Because, like, let's just face it, you know, as good as some of those individual parts are, you know, Philadelphia's got two freakazoids.
Right.
New York's got a monster. Dallas has got two monsters. So if you're going to continue to try to schematically play to that coverage style, your cover people got to show up. So I thought they played pretty darn well. I'll be very interested to see just kind of who they want to be schematically this season.
I think that's a good question. When you break down the numbers, they were, you know, one of the most blitz-heavy teams in the NFL, especially, you know, on first and second down. I think with Marshawn Lattimore, and I've been out there, you know, boots on the ground each and every day at camp, he looks a lot more healthy. But this Trey Amos, good. Dan, coming out of Ole Miss, a guy that knows high-caliber wide receiver play, he has been probably the story of camp. If they're more confident, Dan, in who they have on the perimeter at corner, do you think it allows them to blitz more or less? Because you saw them, when you break it down, they played a lot of quarters last year, and it was really this umbrella coverage type of look, keeping everything in front of you, to where their pass rushing, the blitzing, sending five and six at a time, kind of, you know, put a mask over what they had in the secondary. With them being better and more confident in their guys on the perimeter, how do you think it changes here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because at least that's who Dan Quinn was certainly in Dallas, and that's, you know, we had Trayvon was leading the league in interceptions, and they had, you know, Deron Bland was a ball hawk. It was, you know, they were getting after the quarterback. They had chess pieces that they would move around. Their blitz packages were nuts, and they were playing sticky man coverage. And so, you know, if they can get to those situations where that scheme and you know, some of their blitz packages have the opportunity to get to quarterbacks, and they're not giving too many completions, it's a challenge. It's a task. I just mentioned those guys in the division, but I think it's who they want to be.
Yeah. For sure. We'll let you go with a few more here, Dan. We appreciate you making some time for us, my friend. In terms of big picture, as far as the NFC, obviously Philly is at the top of the chart here. Who do you think are like the two or three teams that have the best chance to challenge Philadelphia this year in the conference?
Yeah, for the against the Eagles, yeah. So I think the Eagles obviously are the team. The Rams, I remain adamant that was the team that was the best equipped to handle them last year.
Okay.
And I think they're as equally, if not better. You know, there's I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be a very, very, very good football team.
Yeah.
Physical offensive line. Baker's playing hot. Obviously, new offensive coordinator losing Liam Cohen. The Vikings have as good a roster as anybody in football, not the Eagles. You know, and if J.J. McCarthy plays average football, I think that they are going to be very equipped because of the coaching combination, Flores and Kevin O'Connell. The Packers, Jordan Love stays healthy. They're loaded with talent. I haven't mentioned the Detroit Lions. I think Atlanta's a little bit of an unknown for me, too, because it's like, what happens if Michael Penix and those two edge rushers they took in the first round are really good players?
Yeah.
Atlanta's roster is loaded.
Yeah.
So, I think that there's probably three or four teams that are, you know, I know the Rams are probably the one for me that stands out, but in that group, it's that three or four that have a very good chance to have big-time seasons.
We'll give you a difficult one here on the way out, Dan. Big picture, like looking at the entire landscape of the National Football League, is there one team that you think is flying under the radar in terms of they could have real Super Bowl aspirations? For me, that team is Tampa. You kind of already named them, but what say you?
What was the question? I lost you real quick.
In terms of like looking at big picture in the NFL, is there one team that's flying under the radar that you think can have real Super Bowl aspirations? For me, that team is the Bucs, but you named them already.
Yeah. It's in the NFC, it's probably the teams I just rattled off.
Yeah.
And then in the AFC, two teams would be for Denver. I think Denver's line of scrimmage combination, both offensive and defensive line, is as good as anybody's in football. And then the Houston Texans. The Texans' defense is going to be absolutely bonkers. And so if their offensive line gets a lot better with the new pieces, new offensive coordinator Nick Caley, Joe Mixon being out is going to be a thing. But I think the Texans are going to be a very, very strong football team.
Dan Orlovsky, ladies and gentlemen. You can check him out each and every day on NFL Live. Dan, we appreciate you making some time for us, man. We'll talk during the season.
Thank you.
That is Dan Orlovsky, one of the absolute best, talking all things NFL. Always good to pick his brain. That is going to do it, though, here for this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, very easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. Thank you to your calls. Thank you, Metal Chris, behind the glass, picking up your calls. Thank you to Kevin Sheehan. Thank you to Dan Orlovsky for making the program better here this evening. I'm back with you tomorrow, same place, same time, here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.